DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms today, otherwise mainly sunny skies and calm. High temperatures reach up to 82, winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight, lows level off around 49, cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 52, cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Agronomists are already giving corn growers with lodged corn advice about what they should consider planting next spring. Gary Crawford with more.
Corn growers whose crops lie flat or practically flat in Iowa and some other states have immediate things to deal with, like how to deal with a crop insurance issue, whether to try to harvest or not, what to do with all the crop residues, what to do about winter cover crops.
Then our mentality slowly starts to shift into next spring.
Whoa, next spring already? Iowa State University Extension agronomist Mark Licht says he's already been advising corn growers about that.
We likely need to be making sure that we're rotating into soybeans next spring.
And the reason for that?
We're trying to manage a potentially large volunteer corn crop, right? So we have to think about changing our rotation, changing our herbicide programs, you know, to manage that volunteer corn that we're largely expecting to be out there.
Especially with so many ears of corn currently hugging the ground, some of those seeds are bound to take root and come up next spring as a weed problem.
Gary Crawford, Washington.
And the Senate returns to session this coming week. The House will not be back, though, and from their summer break until September 14th. This gives Congress a couple more weeks to get a spending bill through the House and Senate before the October 1st deadline to avoid a government shutdown. This will most likely come in the form of a continuing resolution, though. The White House asking Congress to include half a dozen pandemic-related fixes in the next stopgap funding measure if there are not any future COVID-19 relief legislation first, including any accelerated replenishment of the Commodity Credit Corporation. And total sorghum export sales for the 2020-21 marketing year, 89 million bushels, 98% of that set for delivery to China. That is a Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
There's more to crop insurance than protecting a crop. At Frontier Farm Credit, we know crop insurance is about protecting livelihoods, legacies, and a way of life. Crop insurance can be complex, but our goal of protecting you is simple. Discover the difference at Frontier Farm Credit. Agriculture works here.
Learn more about Frontier Farm Credit Crop Insurance at FrontierFarmCredit.com.
Mid-American Network News. A group of lawmakers at the Capitol is looking into the recent firings of two Kansas Highway Patrol troopers.
A group of lawmakers here at the Capitol say two high-profile firings at the Highway Patrol need to be examined. KHP Colonel Herman Jones fires in July. The announcement has drawn criticism inside the department.
The Kansas State Troopers Association claims the firings were made as a result to silence sexual misconduct complaints. Kansas Governor Kelly promoted what she called safe voting options ahead of the general election. The governor said given the record number of absentee ballots that were requested and returned during the primary, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab is providing each county with two additional drop boxes ahead of the November 3rd election. The governor says this will also lessen the burden on the United States Postal Office. I'm Stephanie Austin.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Federal officials have added a lead-contaminated southeast Kansas community to a list of hazardous waste sites eligible for cleanup through the federal Superfund program. Besides the newly added site in the town of Caney, the Environmental Protection Agency has also proposed adding another site in the southeast Kansas town of Weir to the Superfund list. Both communities were the scene of smelting operations a century ago. The concern is that the smelting operations cause lead particles to become airborne and settle onto area properties. Lead exposure can pose serious health risks, particularly for young children, pregnant women, and nursing mothers. Tyson Foods says it's planning to open medical clinics at several of its U.S. plants to improve the health of its workers and better protect them from the coronavirus. The company processes about 20% of all beef, pork, and chicken products in the U.S. Tyson said it would initially set up the clinics near seven of its plants, including Storm Lake, Iowa, and Holcomb, Kansas, in a pilot program. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Downtime isn't an option when there's a job to do. Introducing the BF Goodrich Tradesman Support Program, the only tire program for tradesmen. Join and get up to $100 off a set of four BF Goodrich all-terrain TAKO2 tires, a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, and a roadside and worksite assistance program. Kick downtime off the job site. See your dealer for full details.
Mike is back and ready to serve you at Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville.
Mid-American Network News. The varsity and junior varsity football teams at Omaha Creighton Prep are in a two-week quarantine after a player tested positive for the coronavirus. The Omaha World Herald reports that Creighton Prep said through a notice to parents and later in a news release Saturday that all activities for the varsity and JV teams are suspended for now. The school said that the players on those squads and their coaches had enough contact with a player to require a self-quarantine. Nebraska hospitals are asking for more federal aid to help recover financially from the coronavirus. The Omaha World Herald reports a Nebraska Hospital Association official say the pandemic has meant increased costs and a decline in revenue for hospitals. The revenue drop is partly because Nebraska temporarily banned elective procedures to save hospital resources when the virus first hit the state. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Midwest Kia wants to extend the summer, so we've extended the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering rebates on all new Kias. You'll get up to $2,000 in extra incentives, giving you up to $10,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. $10,000 off. Plus, during the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, we'll buy your car. Midwest Kia has extended summer and the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with up to $10,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima Soul, and Stingray from KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8485. Expires September 8, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pony Up Marysville netted nearly $270,000 Friday with nearly 970 gifts toward 40 local causes and organizations. With $61,500 in matching funds, the effort totaled some $330,000. The Blue River Rail Trail was tops in number of gifts and dollars given, with nearly $21,000 from 84 givers. Kestrel Museum and Gardens raised over $17,000, St. Gregory School $15,000, and the Marshall County Historical Society and Historic Union Pacific Depot Preservation Group were both around $14,000. Kansas Honor Flight was second high in number of contributors with 78. Black Squirrel Bark Park had 59, Depot Restoration 57, and Marshall County Arts Cooperative 53 gifts. The leaderboard totals are online at ponyupmarysville.com. Matching funds this year were contributed through the Citizen State Bank's Landall Company and an anonymous donor at $10,000 each, United Bank and Trust $9,000, as well as the Ed and Mary Wiegers Trust, Blue Valley Technologies, CW and Allerholligan Family Fund, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Steve Shum Memorial, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Lee and Lucy Pappas, First Commerce Bank, and Sunflower Community Credit Union. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day is coming up September 15th. Donations can be made via cash, check, or online anytime before and including September 15th. That window has been extended due to COVID-19. Cash and check gifts can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive in Blue Rapids with a giving form and postmark before September 15th or dropped off at the community center anytime prior. Again, the on-person event is September 15th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the community center in Blue Rapids. More information online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Another positive COVID-19 test in Marshall County reported this past weekend brings active cases to 3 with 13 recoveries. None as yet have resulted in hospitalization. As of Friday, Washington County still had 10 active cases following a recent outbreak with 4 recoveries thus far. 11 of the 15 were ages 18 to 24 years old. A Nemahal Central staff member in Seneca has tested positive and will be quarantined 14 days. Areas of a school building were closed off Friday for additional cleaning. Staff and students who may have been in contact have been notified, and families will be advised if any further actions are required. This and another case in Nemahal County reported last week bring the number of active cases to 4 with 53 recoveries in the county to date. COVID-19 concerns continue to impact school activities as Nemahal Central cancels their September 12th volleyball tournament. Blue Valley Randolph was forced to cancel their first 3 football games of a season, including Axtell this Friday and Hanover next week. A number of other junior high events at area schools have also been impacted. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
We're seeing some cases pop up in schools and some cases popping up within our sport programs. We have kids from other schools getting together. And as the schools work with this, we're seeing that we don't always know what's going on everywhere in the county or everywhere in different parts of the state. So when all these kids get together, it's really a big question and a fear for schools and parents as to whether COVID will raise its head.
Sue Rhodes noted that activities can continue safely with public vigilance.
I think that all gatherings can happen. I think that everybody just needs to keep in mind that that virus is still here and that we need to do all those personal hygiene things that can keep us safe.
Public Health Solutions of Southeast Nebraska reported a COVID-19-related fatality as a Gage County woman, reportedly in her 60s, passed away Thursday at a Lincoln hospital with complications. Gage County reports 13 new positive tests in the last reporting period as of Friday. Palmer Labor Day celebration continues Monday with games and activities, including the Car and Tractor Show 9-1, Craft Show 9-2, and a parade Monday at 2:30. A chicken dinner at the Palmer Cafe serves until 1. Brats, burgers, and beer are available all day. Linus R. Olberding, age 64, of Seneca, passed away unexpectedly Friday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lower Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Linus Olberding. Charles P. Gore, age 85, of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Private family graveside service is planned Friday at the Roots Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7:30, at the Lower Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Charles Gore.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Labor Day, we have a stationary boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest that really is not going anywhere over the next several days, which is going to bring prolonged period off and on showers and thunderstorms across the area. Looks like starting mostly as we head into tonight, into the overnight hours, and all the way basically through the end of the week, we have chances for some showers and thunderstorms. With an upper level trough behind this front, we're definitely going to see some cool temperatures out there as well, especially starting into tomorrow. So across the area, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms afternoon around 82. Tonight, mostly cloudy rain showers, possible thunderstorms into the overnight hours, upper 40s. For tomorrow, rain likely, cooler and breezy. We'll see highs lower 50s. And tomorrow night into Wednesday, we'll continue with clouds and rain showers likely. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature early September, 85. Record recent high, 98 in 1990. The average low, 60, and the recent record low, 45, in 2011. Sun's up this evening, 7:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:59.
This is one of the times of the year for viewing the Milky Way. We have your galactic viewing guide today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Labor Day, Monday, September 7th, the 251st day of the year. Musician Buddy Holly was born in 1936, and cable TV upstart ESPN made its debut on this day in 1979. Viewing our Milky Way galaxy on a dark night can be the most awe-inspiring of any sky-watching experience. But certain times of the year are better than others. As the moon wanes and disappears toward mid-month, the next few weeks will be prime time. The core of the galaxy appears as a hazy band of light arching from the northeastern to the southwestern horizons. But with a pair of binoculars, the cloud resolves into millions of stars that make up our tiny section of the galaxy. To find ideal dark sky conditions, take a drive to the country on a clear night, as far as you can from the glow of the city lights. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Landall Company Marysville has roots as a small welding shop growing into an internationally known supplier of farm, construction, and material handling equipment and trailers. Landall Company is looking for skilled people in welding, assembly, and fabrication, offering competitive wages and an excellent benefits package. Join the team that gets the job done right. Apply online at landall.com. Landall Company Marysville, an equal opportunity employer, small town pride known worldwide.
Mid-America Network Sports. Two more large Kansas school districts are reversing course and allowing sports to proceed despite the increases in the number of coronavirus cases and deaths. The school board for the Olathe District, which is the state's second largest with about 30,000 students, has decided to allow fall sports and activities. The superintendent of the nearby Blue Valley District then decided to follow suit. In Major League Baseball, Hall of Famer Lou Brock, the dynamic leadoff hitter and base stealer who helped the St. Louis Cardinals win three pennants and two World Series titles in the 1960s, has died at the age of 81. Brock was an anchor for St. Louis, and its combination of speed, defense, and pitching made a top team in the 60s. The Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 8-2 yesterday to complete a four-game sweep. The Royals face the Indians in Cleveland tonight. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Midwest Kia wants to extend the summer, so we've extended the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering rebates on all new Kias. You'll get up to $2,000 in extra incentives, giving you up to $10,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. $10,000 off. Plus, during the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, we'll buy your car. Midwest Kia has extended summer and the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with up to $10,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima Soul, and Standard for KMF with $1,333 per 1,000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8485. Expires September 8, 2020.
In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints have waived veteran defensive lineman Mario Edwards Jr. and Marcus Hunt, while keeping veteran linebacker Kiko Alonso on the physically unable to perform list. New Orleans trimmed 25 players at the deadline to reduce active rosters to 53 players for the regular season. Receiver Marquez Callaway and defensive tackle Malcolm Roach are among undrafted rookies who now remain on the active roster. Veteran defensive back Brandon Carr is back with the Dallas Cowboys as a member of their practice squad. Carr has started every game the past 12 NFL seasons while playing for three different teams. Carr is among 14 players the Cowboys signed to their practice squad. Practice squads have expanded from 10 to 16 players this season, with up to six of those able to have any number of accrued seasons. Carr spent the past three seasons with Baltimore after five seasons with the Cowboys before that. He started his career playing four seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Taking a look at your high school football scoreboard for Friday, Valley Heights defeats Marysville 32-12. Axtell rolls on the road over Wheatland 58-18. Centralia falls to Rossville 42-6. Washington County defeats Frankfort 44-36. Hanover blanks Pike Valley 46-0. Concordia gets by Wamego 14-7. Chapman beats Sabetha 34-29. Clay Center shut out Abilene 57-0. Council Grove shut out Northern Heights 48-0. Riley County won at St. Mary's 47-8. Donovan West fell at Worth County, Missouri 54-42. Clifton Clyde wins big over Onega 62-18. And Wetmore Falls at Valley Falls 40-20. In Nebraska, Diller Odell defeats Humboldt Tabor Oxteaner 36-18. Southern wins at Johnson County Central 44-22. Beatrice rolls Lexington 57-0. And Fairbury falls at Superior 20-0.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. The light, airy flowers of Boltonia add some late season beauty to the garden and food for a variety of pollinators and songbirds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Boltonia, also known as false aster, is hardy in zones 4 to 9. It can grow up to 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide. Its white daisy-like flowers appear in late summer and continue until frost. You may find plants with petals tinged pink, purple, or lilac. Boltonia prefers full to part sun and moist, well-drained soil. In wet locations, plants are more likely to flop and need staking. In dry soil, the plants will be more compact, but the flowers may be less showy. Trim back plants by a third in late spring to encourage sturdier, more compact growth that requires less support. Divide plants every 4 to 5 years to encourage vigorous growth and contain its spread. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It is a place that uses the lessons of Gettysburg to save lives in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. A unique museum where history impacts the future. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
George Wunderlich says that just because the Museum of Civil War Medicine shares 19th century history doesn't mean it's not relevant to today.
I think a lot of people are surprised when they find out that we do modern military training for medical officers going into high-level command. And we also talk to medics and corpsmen and others.
While battles in Gettysburg and Iraq seem far apart in time and space, they have shared lessons.
The issues that faced our Civil War ancestors are very much the same. Disease, mass trauma, and injury, and how do you deal with that? And one of the things that we are about here is taking the technology, the ideas, the innovations of the past, and keeping them alive for the present.
George says military leaders sometimes roll their eyes when they begin a program about Civil War medicine. But once they hear the program, they realize why something they are doing on today's battlefield is not effective.
One of the things that we found, if you don't understand the historical reasons for making a decision, it's very easy to change that decision and find it less effective.
The museum programs have the staff leaving the office and hitting the road to a variety of locations.
We do a lot of these trainings on the Antietam battlefield because that's where a lot of these protocols were developed. We also do it on the Gettysburg battlefield and others. In some instances, however, the military flies our employees around. It really depends on what you need.
The mission is to not let the negatives of history repeat themselves. This museum's unique ability to reach from past to present is saving lives today. Traveling the Countryside in Frederick, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
Deserve more respect. They hold up the tree and carry water and oxygen for its survival. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Good practices will keep the tree roots healthy as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When a tree is having troubles, the leaves die back and it just looks sick. The reason it's not doing well may have something to do with the tree's roots. Extension educator John Fesch at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says 85% of all tree roots grow in the top 3 feet of the soil. When conditions aren't optimal, the tree can suffer, especially if you raise or lower the grade around it.
If you put soil over the top of the root system, then you're going to reduce the amount of pore space in the soil, both for water and for oxygen. And the same thing is true the other way, too. If you do some soil movement or grading or whatever, you're going to be removing soil. You're actually going to be tearing through a lot of fine roots that are in the upper 10 inches of soil, as well as changing the soil profile.
Tree roots can make mowing difficult, and you may be tempted to cover the roots with soil or remove them, but don't. Chances are the tree is old and surface-rooted and the roots should be exposed like that. Or the roots have been trying to grow in heavy soil and they're coming to the surface for air. Only prune them when they're breaking up sidewalks or driveways. Soil compaction is bad for tree roots and construction is often a culprit.
The effects of large pieces of construction equipment is going to have a compacting effect, compressing the soil pores and lowering the oxygenation level of the soil and cause a lot of damage. And the problem with that is it's not repairable or easily repairable. It's like not being able to put toothpaste back in the tube. You know, once it's compressed, it takes a long time for that to recover.
Measure the distance of the edge of the far outer branches and double it. This is how far construction equipment should be from a tree. Learn more about caring for your tree roots at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Lifetime Vision Center reminds everyone that the best ways to manage diabetes and keep your eyes healthy are to manage blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol. If you smoke, get help to quit smoking and have a dilated eye exam once a year. Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City. Excellence in eye care.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain.
In the Bible, we read of the beauties of heaven and the place Christ has gone to prepare. And eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what awaits us in heaven in that city four square. We'll walk and talk with our loved ones and we'll see the Savior face to face and we'll sing praises to Him forever. And forever we'll thank Him for his amazing grace. But we must prepare while we live here below, so to claim our inheritance that awaits. And if we neglect so great a salvation, we can never enter heaven's gates. You know, we'll be joint heirs with Christ in that home, and together we'll walk the streets with him, made of pure gold. And we'll live in a mansion not made by human hands, and forever watch the mysteries of heaven unfold. I will cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
One of the most uplifting verses in the Bible is about generosity. It says, "You should decide in your heart what to give, for God loves a cheerful giver." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. If you have a big heart, you may want to give to almost anyone who asks. And that is so easy to do with all of the requests for donations on Facebook and email and even in person. But instead of reacting to those requests for donations, maybe try being more proactive. You can start by creating a giving plan. Determine how much you want to give, and then, based on your passions and interests, decide where you want this money to go. It could include charities, your church, or even individuals in need. Keep in mind that generosity should be part of a financial strategy that includes your needs, wants, and saving for the future. It's a joy to give with a cheerful heart and a clear, proactive plan. Your life will be filled with meaning and gratitude when you do.
Sustainability, easier said than done, perhaps. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Sustainable agriculture, sustainable food supply chains, corporate sustainability. It's gotten so nearly everyone doing business today is trying to figure out how to be more sustainable. Sylvie Brudere is with Purdue University and the current president of the American Society of Agronomy.
Some complain that sustainability is a term that is so overused that it has become meaningless. I argue that the recurring use of sustainability in conversations about agriculture simultaneously highlights both our collective understanding of its importance and its seemingly elusive nature when it comes to systems as complex as agriculture.
Brudere says agriculture is working on ways to measure the impact of sustainability practices.
Crop, farm, and agricultural management systems are always changing, evolving to remain viable for the farmer as their socioeconomic landscape changes. Similarly, the environmental benchmarks against which we evaluate farms for their impact evolve as we learn more about and seek to nurture the health of the natural resource base that supports farms and farming.
Brudere opened the recent Sustainable Agronomy Conference, and I'll have more stories from that virtual event all this week. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Department of Agriculture last week updated trade data tracking export sales to China. And the American Farm Bureau Federation economist Veronica Nye says China has increased purchases of U.S. farm products, but is not on pace to reach commitments made in phase one of the trade agreements.
Certainly, China is picking up the pace on their purchases, just as we were expecting them to, but there's still a long ways to go before they're on pace to actually meet their goal. So far, sales to China are nearly $8 billion. That's January through July. But unfortunately, that's still 44% below the pace needed for them to reach the phase one goals.
Nye says the traditional sales to China are not increasing U.S. ag exports this year.
It's basically just shifting where our exports are going. So January through July of 2020, our total exports are around $75.9 billion. That compares to January through July of 2019, where our sales were $78.6 billion. So we're down about $2.6 billion in exports this year compared to last year, which is about a 3% decline.
Additionally, Nye, though, says trade talks with Taiwan, a top 10 market for U.S. agriculture, provides opportunities for U.S. farmers to expand and trade into the near future.
Being able to get back into that market would be very beneficial to the U.S. Taiwan has also said that they're willing to consider accepting beef from the United States from cows that are 30 months or older, which most of the world has already moved to. But that certainly would be a big benefit to U.S. beef producers. So there's lots of things like that that could certainly be improved in the U.S.-Taiwan relationship.
The Department of Agriculture is continuously working on more trade deals with Taiwan and other nations in the region. You can find more trade data on the Market Intel page at FB.org. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Fairbury Livestock Company is family-owned and has been in business since 1990 and invites listeners to our cattle sales every Tuesday starting at noon. If you have any questions, please call 402-729-3341. Fairbury Livestock Company, thank you for your business.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Yesterday, 21 senators representing wheat-producing states sent a letter to USDA regarding the deteriorating economic conditions being experienced by wheat farmers around the country and the compounding impact it's having with COVID-19. Dave Milligan, Michigan farmer and president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, wanted to give special thanks to Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts and Senator Amy Klobuchar for taking the lead in the letter. In that letter, senators point to the economic impact of COVID-19 on wheat prices and the need for assistance for all wheat growers. The letter focuses on the coronavirus food assistance program, saying that while the assistance remains important to hard red and Durham wheat producers, the classes of wheat represent about 30% of 2019 production, leaving a majority of wheat farmers without access to assistance through the CFAP program. Milligan again thanks USDA for getting CFAP quickly off the ground, but stressed that it does not do enough for all wheat farmers. He He said NOG continues to urge USDA to provide assistance to farmers of all classes of wheat and to consider 2020 crop losses and price declines when developing any future aid plan. And USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson has the new USDA forecast for 2020 net cash farm income.
A net cash farm income for 2020 is now forecast at $115.2 billion. That's up from 2019. In 2019, it was $110.3 billion. So we're up about $5 billion from 2019. It's also up from the 2020 forecast in February, pre-COVID. So in February, ERS had forecast farm income at $109.6 billion. They're now forecasting at $115.2 billion.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Tire Cutters, Inc. is offering special pricing on truck sidewalls for silage pit covers. Call now, the Tire Cutters, Inc., located at 779 24th Road in Centralia. Call Donnie at 785-364-0210 or Brenda at 785-336-3469.
It's Labor Day, and that's looked at as a holiday that performs several events. Number one, it's the last holiday season of the summer. And number two, it's to salute those people who work for a living, who labor.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
And that includes farmers. Keep that in mind as we celebrate this Labor Day celebration, because I want to share with you a message that was sent out by the crop insurance people that I want to share with you because of the message it carries. Labor Day is a day to celebrate the achievements of the millions of men and women who keep America running. So this year, don't forget to thank a farmer. Approximately 2.6 million Americans work directly on a farm, and nearly 20 million more work in food and other agricultural-related industries. Farming and ranching are certainly not your average 9-to-5 job. It's sun up to sundown, and sometimes all night long. Farming is a lifetime of commitment to caring for animals or producing a sustainable crop. It's boots on the ground work that requires equal measures of grit and grace and a little bit of good luck. Despite the immense challenges that they have been presenting with this year, America's farmers and ranchers have continued to work every day in order to provide America with the most affordable, abundant, and safest food supply in the world. American agriculture keeps our grocery store shelves stocked in the midst of crisis and our supports for the rural economy, and that's why we've made it our work to support America's farmers and ranchers. And the crop insurance people go on to say that crop insurance policies protect 380 million acres of land, more than 90% of insurable farmland. Crop insurance is there when disaster strikes, to quickly lend a helping hand and ensure that farmers can plant again another year. And continuing to quote the crop insurance folks, we're proud that America's farmers invest their own money into sustainable risk management tools by purchasing crop insurance, and we are grateful for the continued bipartisan support from Congress for a strong federal crop insurance program. We will always work to ensure that crop insurance remains affordable, widely available, and economically viable. It's a critical component of the farm safety net that protects our farmers and ranchers as they do what they do best, work hard to feed the world. So, as you head into this holiday weekend, give a moment of appreciation for our farmers and ranchers. We certainly will. That Labor Day message from the crop insurance folks, and that's National Farm Report, a Nexstar Media Group program.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville. Open daily 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Late model combine prices are firming up. Supply and demand and even COVID-19 are pushing up price tags on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
You're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Few years, combine prices went into a free fall, then hit bottom. This year, it appears that many buyers who have put off upgrading harvesters since commodity prices fell in 2014 are now looking for replacements. Dealer stocks, particularly late model combines, aren't as abundant as in recent years. Also pushing up prices is the popularity of online-only auctions in response to COVID-19 and the uptick in bidder participation. Dave Mowitz is the machinery editor for Successful Farming magazine. He says, don't expect a lot of wiggle room in the price.
If you're looking at a combine, either at auction or you're looking at dealer lots, you know, their prices are pretty firmed up. If you're looking to get a bargain, you may have to look a while, because what the dealer is asking for is likely what that combine is selling for. Also bear in mind, August, September, that's the height of the market. That means everybody's buying just before harvest.
The best time to buy a combine is winter and spring, but you might find better deals on older combines.
If you're looking at a 2008 or 2003, or even way back to 98, you're going to find those to be very competitively priced. Combines do their depreciation dance for the first 10 years of their life, some a little later, maybe 12 years, and then they just settle into pretty much a price lock. They're not going to change much.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about late model combine prices and learn how to get 2 free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups. 1,500 models, an LTZ and an LTZ Z71 package. They're both four-door with four-wheel drive. The new 2020 Chevy Blazer all-wheel drive is in stock as well at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy Labor Day to you. Markets close today for the three-day holiday. Back at it tomorrow, so we'll see how the markets look tomorrow as they open up. But on Friday, we saw a lot of pressure and really mixed across the board for both the grain, soybeans, and livestock.
all day long. And by the end of trading, livestock ended up going back into the green for the end of trading. Oil seeds ended up staying mostly green, and we saw higher in the corn and lower in the wheat. So we'll start off with some of your livestock. The live cattle on Friday ended up for October up 52 cents to 104.45. December live cattle up 65 cents to 108.47. In the feeder cattle, we saw green here. Right towards the end, it slipped through with that green, which was nice to see for the holiday. September up 5 pennies to 137.65. October feeder cattle was up 17 cents to 138.50. In the November feeder cattle as well, up 15 cents to 139.52. And lean hogs, they had a good 3 or 4 day rally of green all day last week. And then by the end of Friday, we saw mostly higher, but it did struggle throughout most of the trading day on Friday. October lean hogs was up 57 cents to 59.82. December lean hogs were up 27 cents to 58.25. So not a bad way to wrap up the week. For those in cotton, we saw that struggle for most of the day, but did pop up in the green by the end of trading again on Friday as well, with October cotton up 56 cents to 64.12. December cotton was up 71 cents to 64.99. And March cotton up 68 cents to 65.97. So not too bad growth on those. In the soybeans, as we mentioned, soybeans did wrap up in the green. Oil did struggle a little bit by the end of trading, with September soybeans up 3/4 to 969.5. November soybeans are up 2 points to 968 even. In the soybean meal, we saw green here, 460 up for September to 309.80. And September oil, we saw for September down 39 cents to 33.08.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.